Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Back again, the WIP afternoon show. It's a Thursday with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, your name is first, so I ask you first, how are you doing?
Spike, I'm doing pretty good. Welcome to week 8 of the NFL. Jackie Baseball, holla at your boy.
I might have to put down gambling for a little bit.
Oh, no. Bad night last night?
Well, it's been a bad week and a half.
But you were complaining about Maxie not hitting enough threes last night.
Well, it's sickening. Can you hit 6 threes for me one time? I'm not asking for that much.
Only 6 threes? That's all you need? Yeah, well, I guess we don't have to. I guess we sort of had the build around Maxie thing end last night, so we can move on from there. We've got a big show for you, as we always do. Thursdays, we have Shil Kapadia joining us at 3 o'clock of The Ringer, a hockey expert. We had on once before a Russian hockey expert. Vladimir Smirnov joins us at 3:30.
People loved him the first time around.
Yes, talk a little Michkov, talk a little Flyers. Mike Lombardi will bring the heat at 4 o'clock. I'm sure we won't have to talk about Joel Embiid at all.
Oh, boy.
And yes. And no, I know.
I didn't even think about that.
Not looking forward to it. And Eli Ricks will actually join us at 5:30. He's a dog guy, apparently.
Hey, Eli.
Apparently he's a dog guy. So we'll talk to him at 5:30. So, we've had a bit of an Eagles respite over the last couple of days as we all yelled and screamed about the Sixers and Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
But we're back.
We're back. Let's get back to the birds.
And we have spent the last couple of weeks sort of praising Jalen Hurts and celebrating his evolution as he hasn't turned the ball over, which he hasn't. No turnover worthy plays for 2 weeks, and that's good. Mm-hmm. It's great. It's fine. And this whole, we're running.
You sound so impressed.
Well, here's where I am. This whole we're running team thing is a nice distraction. Mm. But we have seen when other teams decide, or when we even decide, oh, you're a running team, well, we're going to stop that. We did that against the Saints, and the Browns did it against us. And we're eventually going to need a real response to that. And let's get real about Sunday. The guy threw for 100 yards. He dropped back 21 times. He got sacked or had a scramble, 7 of them. He went 1 for 13 on third down. Missed big plays on the field that we saw, it was efficient, I guess, but there were plays left on the table. And I just keep coming back to, I'm trying to stay in the moment with the Eagles, but I just keep coming back to, this is not going to be good enough. Like this sort of game manager thing that he's doing it and the way that he's doing it is not going to be good enough. And the concern that I have is that this isn't his second year in the NFL. It's his, fifth year in the NFL?
Yes.
It's his fifth year in the NFL. And the things that he is not good at yet are things that I'm very skeptical that he will ever be good enough at. Mm-hmm. When we're talking about the speed of going through progressions, when we're talking about making quick decisions, when we're talking about throwing the ball over the middle of the field, these are things that I just thought I would see by now. And I just don't think, I think you can win a game or two and have a pretty good season, but I just think looking ahead, this version of him, this kind of quarterback, is not a quarterback that there's much of a high ceiling for. And I think it sort of holds back the team overall.
Well, listen, time will tell if it's good enough. I believe it can be good enough. I think if he's playing a game where he's not hurting the team. See, here's the thing. I think the turnovers and some bad decisions has been his biggest Achilles heel. I don't think there's a lack of physical talent there that concerns me. Does he have the strongest arm? No. But there are plenty of guys that don't have the strongest arm. I mean, Brock Purdy was, 3 points away from being a Super Bowl champion this past year. doesn't have a rocket for an arm. That's why he was Mr. Irrelevant, seventh round draft pick.
Sure.
So his measurables don't blow you away. Dak's measurables don't blow you away. There are a lot of quarterbacks who don't have the cannon for an arm or the elite athletic ability at the position that Lamar Jackson has. We know Lamar is one of those rare sort of athletes. Even a guy like Josh Allen, who has the cannon arm, and his size combined with his speed makes him different from anybody else in the league. He's like a Cam Newton. Josh Allen was, but a better passer. With Jalen, here's why I feel confident that we can get it done. And this may be the hardest thing. There's enough talent around him that he doesn't have to be that guy. See, some of these teams have that quarterback with those measurables, and they don't necessarily have enough talent around them. Hell, Buffalo said, you know what, we'll move on from Stephon Diggs. And it was like, okay, we're winning, but we know if we really ultimately want to win, we need to add something else to our passing game. They go out and get Amari Cooper. That's why now they're a Super Bowl legitimate contender now. Jalen has that at his disposal, better than a lot of quarterbacks in this league as far as talent around him.
Sure.
The defense, they're headed in the right direction. I'm not going to say they're Super Bowl caliber defense just yet, and it may not come till next year as far as that level of defense. But if they can be a better than serviceable defense and we can start getting some takeaways, I think the less we're asking of Jalen and he can just manage the game, I look at the competition. Who am I concerned with? Right? Just getting out of the NFC. Forget about the AFC.
Right.
Just getting to the Super Bowl.
Detroit.
Detroit's a solid football team. Well-rounded.
Yep.
Yeah.
Minnesota. Until proven otherwise.
Listen, they just had their first bump in the road. We'll see what it's like Second half of the season. Sam Darnold hasn't been in this uncharted water for Sam Darnold. Expectations late in the year. Playoff atmosphere. Sam Darnold hasn't experienced that as a quarterback. You get a little tighter when you haven't really experienced that. Hell, Sam Darnold didn't even experience that in college, I believe.
USC didn't play any big games.
Was USC that good?
Green Bay.
Okay, I like Green Bay.
Yep.
I like Green Bay. But I tell you, Jordan Love, as good as he is, he'll give you the ball too.
He will.
They won that game Sunday. They turned the ball over three times Sunday. So I look at the NFC, and by the way, those are the only teams. I'm not worried about San Francisco, especially not this year. They're banged up. I'm not worried about them this year. Dallas, I'm not concerned about them.
Washington,
I'm not concerned about Washington because I'm going to tell you, I'm waiting on that Thursday night game. That's going to be the game where this thing really flips and the Eagles seize control of the NFC East. I like Washington. I like Jaden Daniels. But you know what happens the more and more of a book that you get on a player that you've never faced before? They start to figure out things you aren't very good at, and they start to make you do those things.
Sort of like what happened here.
Yeah, sort of. But the difference is Jalen's in his fifth year, and Jaden Daniels is only in his first year.
Sure.
And that team certainly isn't used to winning and playing with high expectations. So it's great to win when nobody's expecting anything from you. Okay, now you're about to be in the spotlight, and we'll see what you can do. All I'm saying is I like the Eagles and where they're at with Jalen, because at least he's gone through it, and I think Jalen has the ability to know how to dial it back. He's accustomed to being around. He Alabama, Oklahoma, he's been there.
My concern is less that he can't dial it back because he has shown he can dial it back.
Mm-hmm.
My question is can he ramp it up? And the two things, let's put the physical things to the side because he doesn't have elite athleticism like a Lamar Jackson does.
Or Josh Allen.
Yeah. But absolutely. Yeah. But you don't need to have elite athleticism. The things that I'm worried about that I keep hearing about, and we'll play them through the show, are when people talk about seeing the field and processing speed, and seeing the field and processing speed. And those are the things that they're not, we can only see them when they're not happening,
yep,
right? When he doesn't see them. And when we talk about game managers, Brock Purdy, for all of the physical skills he doesn't have, Brock Purdy can throw the ball 35 times or 40 times and win the game. Now, he needs the talent around him, too,
sure.
You know, just like Jalen does. Mm-hmm. But he can throw the ball in a way that I just don't see Jalen throwing it. And he can manage the game in a way that I just don't see Jalen managing it. And I just don't think run the ball 100 times a game is a realistic scenario moving forward for the Eagles. There will be games and there will be times when we can do that. But when we can't, I'm not confident in Jalen saying, okay, I'm putting the team on. I think he's not Derek Carr, but I would expect when we did to the Saints, when we said, okay, let Derek Carr, you go ahead, I would expect results like that more than results from a different quarterback that is maybe better at throwing the ball than Jalen is. So
yeah.
I just don't think this is sustainable. 215-592-9494. Can the Eagles continue to win with Jalen Hurts playing this way, this particular way? Now, we do have a next question today. We've got a 4-pack of tickets to the Brotherly Love Card Show in Philly Saturday and a meet and greet autograph session with none other than Ike Reese
at your boy.
Yeah, the PA Convention Center. So, guys, I don't know if you know this. I don't know if Tommy from down the shore knows it. It is National Bologna Day.
Ah, how can Tommy not notice?
Yes. Well, we should have had him on today for this.
Yes.
So,
he's probably overdosing on bologna, if
yes,
I had to guess.
Yeah.
We'll see if he can make tomorrow's show.
He's in a bologna coma somewhere.
Yes.
So, this is not a... Some next questions are right down my alley. This one is not down my alley.
Yep, you got overridden on this one.
So, next question... I did try to fight against this one. Next question today... For the tickets to the card show and the autograph session with Ike, is what is your go-to meat?
Yeah!
Go-to meat.
Come on, yeah, I know you're a good meatsman.
No, I'm not a meatsman.
Yeah.
Well, you guys can give your go-to meats. Jack, give your go-to meat.
I'm going with the meat. No one's totally sure what it is.
And it's got to be a specific
meat.
You can't say beef.
You can't say chicken.
Yeah. You got to.
You can't say whole turkey.
Right, yes.
Yeah. I need a specific meat.
Yes.
Real meat.
Okay.
And I'm going with something that no one totally knows what it is, but I love it, especially with a little ketchup on top. Scrapple.
Disgusting.
Scrapple?
Dude, I love Scrapple.
Nobody eats Scrapple.
Dude, a lot of people, as a Philly guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, us, right?
Yeah. Come on, man. Is it part pig liver?
Oh, God, is that what it is?
It's part of it. It's all the extra parts of the pig.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Put together.
Yeah,
and
it's like
phenomenal.
The leftovers of the kid, the pig, all ground up. That's not disgusting at all.
Sounds great.
Yeah,
Ike, that sounds awesome.
I'll get some for you for Christmas.
Yeah, I got a real man.
Okay.
Real man's meat.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Interesting.
We're really setting ourselves up for this one.
Well, first of all, I'm a steak lover.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely a steak lover.
I've seen that.
Hey, hold on. I gotta give a disclaimer.
Okay.
Dietz and Watson, no offense, I could have chosen all your meats.
Yes, of course.
Yes,
right.
I love eating your meats.
Yeah.
All right.
Clip it, Jack. I see Jack on the phone.
All right. I'm going, my favorite steak is the tomahawk.
Oh, the big old tomahawk.
The big one, man. Big tomahawk. Throw that bad boy on the grill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I haven't made enough money to get a tomahawk yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they are expensive.
Yeah, I'm still on the... Well, I don't want to take another meat off the board or steak cut type, but, you know, I'm still working my way up through the steaks.
Yeah, to the tomahawk.
Okay. Spike, what's your answer?
Well, if you guys want to go to meat, here's how you get it. What you do is you look at one of these factory farms in the middle of the country, and they're very dark. And what they do to the animals is they inject them with steroids and antibiotics.
Where's the violin to get, man? Yeah, get him out of here.
You made me do it.
So we are meat men.
We are meat men.
So,
and hold on. Do fish count?
Yes.
Because that fraud Giglio keeps trying to say that he's a pescatarian.
A pescatarian.
A Presbyterian.
Yeah, not a Presbyterian or an Episcopalian. a pescatarian.
Pescatarian.
Like fish still count as meat, Giglio.
Yes.
You're not out of the woodwork.
No. He's killing something. I know he likes to get let off the hook. Oh, I'm a vegetarian. You're not a vegetarian. You're killing fish. So anyway, for National Bologna Day, next question today is, what is your go-to meat? Of course, you have to call with your sports point first. Can the Eagles continue to win with Jalen Hurts playing this exact way? 215-592-9494. Back to leadoff. I knew this topic would bring him back.
Get him back.
Yeah, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, I don't want no smoke today, Spike. I just want to get my point across.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Listen, because, you know, the back and forth, it's not going to be necessary. Spike, listen. See, I know you were up there, you know, dealing with those losers in NY when you did the Super Bowl run. But there was a lot of games that year where Jalen Hurts had games like he did on Sunday. Like, shoot, the playoff game versus who? Oh, the Giants. I think he only threw for like 120 yards, had 3 touchdowns, you know, because we didn't need to.
See, good point.
Jalen Hurts is a week-to-week quarterback. Like, when you look at the past Super Bowl winners, see, I'm going to give y'all something y'all didn't even think about. All these great quarterbacks y'all tell me in the league, out of the past 7 Super Bowls, other than Matthew Stafford, they've been won by Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes, the greatest quarterbacks to ever play. So all these great quarterbacks, y'all told me that Jalen
Hurts. That's true.
So when I look at Jalen Hurts, he got a win versus Josh Allen, right?
Yeah.
He got a win versus Patrick Mahomes, too, right? Like,
he does.
We going to see Joe Cool on Sunday. Everybody tell me Joe Cool, Joe Scheisty, whatever y'all want. Y'all tell me he's the greatest thing.
Well, he's just as accomplished as Jalen is.
You said what?
They've both been to a Super Bowl.
Yep.
They do. You know, Jalen.
Well, Joe's been to two title games, two AFC games.
Jalen Hurts is second team All Pro. Jalen Hurts, you know, he been more Pro Bowls. You know, we've been to the playoffs more. You know, we ain't got to talk about that. But what I like about Jalen Hurts and what I can tell you about him is whatever the team needs him to do. As long as they cast it around him, he going to do what you need him to do. If you need Jalen Hurts to go out there and shoot out like he did in the Super Bowl, he can do that. As long as Vic Fangio and his boys can hold a team to less than 24 points, my boy Jalen Hurts going to deliver for you. You know, that's all. So playing these last 2 weeks, is he going to be able to play like that and beat whoever, you know, Lamar Jackson? Well, I don't know if it's going to require him to do that. I can tell you he can play like these past 2 weeks and beat Patrick Mahomes. You know why? Because Patrick Mahomes, what he looking like? You know what I'm saying? So he's a chameleon. Whatever environment you need him to do, he can do it for you.
Can I ask you though, Corey? Corey, I know you didn't want me to say anything, but I'm not going
to
be combative.
I wanted you to ask. I just didn't want to argue.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue. But my question is, do you really believe that? Do you 100%. Really? So you really believe if let's say they get into a shootout on Sunday, and the Bengals put up 35 points, you think Jalen can go in there, throw the ball 35 or 40 times, and put up 35 points? You're confident he can do.
And the reason why I believe that is because I've seen him do it. Like, what I'm saying is, I get it. He hasn't been great this season, but he was in a shootout versus the Green Bay game. I get it. He turned the ball over.
Yeah.
You know, that's 100%. He turned the ball over. But quarterbacks turn the ball over. Joe Burrow turns the ball over. He turned the ball over in a shootout versus Patrick Mahomes. What happened? He cost his team the game. So what I'm saying is, quarterback is going to turn the ball over. Do I like the fact that he's being smarter? Like, I'm like, Ike, when he went down on Sunday, that was a stupid play, but hell, at least he didn't fumble, you know? Mm-hmm. So I like the improvement there. You know, let me give you my meat real quick because I don't want to get into the screaming today because I already
But look, this is a friendly
civil conversation.
Show.
Man, don't let him scare you off, Corey, man.
That's not what I want.
I'll scare him off. Yeah.
So, listen, you remember how last week Elliot predicted a win? I'm so confident we're going to beat these boys on Sunday, man. I'm so confident. Man, FanDuel, whatever you want to put it whatever, because it's going to happen. So and a big game coming from the quarterback.
So is your go-to meet Jalen?
Come on now, BC. We not listening.
Ooh, boy.
I'm going to put the disclaimer out there. Listen, y'all.
It's called a big dose of D.
This is a PG show. We don't need no freak-offs, no freak boys, or freak women, especially no freak women. Don't be calling up here with y'all. Listen, we talking about food that consumes your nourishment.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yes. So what's your go-to meat?
Italian sauces.
Yeah.
You can put it in everything, chili, you know, your pastas, you know, whatever. You can eat it, you know, on the grill. The best. Italian sauces.
All right.
I like it.
You know, can I tell you I'm a little conflicted on the go-to meat thing? Because, here's my, you know, I don't eat meat now. But I did eat meat up until 6 years ago.
Yeah, at one point you were a meat.
I ate a lot. And not only that, I was a fat guy for a while. So sure. I ate a lot of meat. Like, there was one time I ate, sorry, you got a bunch in the first segment, too.
You said nothing. Yeah.
I didn't say anything.
I think I ate 5 pat steaks once.
In one setting,
a contest with my roommate.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I can eat and eat and eat. So I do have meats that I remember that I enjoyed, but I can't. I don't want to participate.
Right.
You know.
Which is we know.
Yeah. We know.
This is for the other, you know, men out there.
Yes. Yeah, the real men.
The real men.
The real men.
Of course.
Real
men
are genius.
Yes, of course. The murderers. Can the Eagles continue to win with Jalen Hurts playing the way that he does? 215-592-9494. Dennis in Springfield, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, gang. It's funny that for years we've been crying for the Eagles to run the ball more. And now that we have either the first or second best back in the league and can run the ball like we do, it's not because we have the first or second best back. It's because Jalen can't throw it.
Are you being facetious?
Yes.
Or are you being?
I'm being a wise guy.
Yes.
Would it surprise you to hear that? And I heard this the other day, and I was kind of surprised. I heard a former quarterback who's now an analyst, NFL analyst, say that Lamar Jackson is still evolving as a passer. He's been in the league, I think, 1 or 2 years longer than Hurts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if Jalen can, you know, evolve like Lamar Jackson has evolved over the last year or two, then he'll be back to the way he was in 2022.
Yeah.
So, these quarterbacks. I mean, man, oh man. I mean, this time last year, Brock Purdy was the flavor of the month, and he threw 3 picks on Sunday, one in the end zone.
He did, but he was the number one rated passer in the NFL last year, which Jalen's like 15th this year. It's just not the same thing.
It's not the same thing, but Jalen is also he's not a finished product. I mean, and you can say that without it being derogatory.
Yeah, I think
Jared Goff has gotten better as a quarterback as he's gotten older.
100%.
Absolutely.
I think my concern, Dennis, is the things that we want him to get better at, I just thought he would be better at this point. Because it's not he's not a 10-year veteran, but he's also not
he's
the second
years
year in his league.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So,
not in the same offense, though.
No, not in the – well –
I say it is the same offense.
Debatably. Dennis, what's your go-to meat?
It is the same offense.
Okay, yeah.
I got a long roll with sauerkraut, raw onions and mustard, and kielbasa.
Oh, kielbasa.
Oh,
love a good kielbasa.
Love a good sausage.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. Now, what's the difference between Italian sausage and a kielbasa?
Well, one is Polish and one's Italian, and the spices are different.
Look at the meat man over here.
Yeah,
he's right.
The spices are different.
Okay.
Yeah, Italian sausage is dark. You eat a kielbasa, that's a larger
piece of meat.
Larger piece of meat to put in your mouth. This is
going well early.
I'm not sure this was going to be all day.
I didn't know that.
Jack wanted to do the meat,
the go-to meat.
This is what it's going to be all day today.
Yeah. We're trying to have a serious show here.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, totally serious show. So coming up next, Greg Cosell was on Ross Tucker's podcast.
New hot take artist, Greg Cosell.
Yeah, and he had a pretty...
bias against Hurts.
He had a scorcher about Jalen Hurts, a scorching take. And we will give that to you next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
All right, let me tell you about one of the biggest events of the year going on right now through October 26th. It's the Marks Jewelers annual half off half the stores sale. That's right, 50% off select diamond engagement rings, wedding bands, diamond bracelets, earrings, watches, and more. Marks Jewelers half off half the store sale is happening at both Marks Jewelers locations in Montgomeryville, PA, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Get an early jump on the holidays with the perfect gift for Marks. Check them out online at marks-jewelers.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.